Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
The Devil's Advocates, the fix for political junkies everywhere.
You recall the Capitol insurrection? A post-ABC news poll showed 54% said Trump should be criminally charged for inciting the riot. That's like a litany of criminal allegations against the former president. You can say it's all partisanship and a witch hunt, but there wasn't one credible accusation against Obama during his entire eight-year term. So how Republicans just ignore all the evidence? I mean, he was perpetrating a coup on multiple levels.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
Governor Tony Evers, Tim Michaels said you had gone, quote, full woke. Dr. Jill Underlie said that somebody who says that has no idea what we're doing in schools to make sure kids feel safe.
We want to make sure all kids feel supported. Tim Michaels, we don't teach CRT in our schools. You got to come to the present century here, Tim, and be cognizant of what actually goes in the schools. My guess is you've never been in a public school in Wisconsin.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
Our guest is Kristen Elfhine, who is the state Senate candidate for District 19 in the Fox Valley.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
There are really good people that have been in Madison on both sides. And if we're not letting the strongest problem solvers win, we're making a mistake.
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry right here on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
27% of the American workforce, and some even say 30%, were in unions who had representation and who clearly did not have to worry about whether or not they were going to get their fair share. But I'm definitely going to fight for people who get the short end of the stick in this society only because they don't have representation. That's who I am.
Check out the Earl Ingram Show every day from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. only on WAUK 540 AM 101 FM, The Shaw.
I asked what kind of family she wanted. She said, a family like yours.
Learn more about adopting a teen at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Telling my girls about my Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard.
But Mom's early detection gave us time to make a plan.
Talk to your family about seeing a doctor. Go to alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Mama, what does the chicken say? Dog. Cat. Giraffe.
Giraffe, really? Giraffe.
You're not going to get it all right. Just make sure you nail the big stuff, like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Get it right.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You are listening to pre-recorded content on Devil Radio. To see our station's entire live lineup, check out devilradio927.com.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mag Sync Radio. We are local music.
Question. Who am I?
For the people.
You've watched the world become a product of what you've done, of what you've left undone, of what you've yet to do. Who do you answer to when all that's left is you? When will you see this through? To the claims that everyone has made, you've heard them call your name, you've watched them take your place. They're standing in your skin as you should have been. Too late to start again. We'll be right back.
is Amberstein out of Milwaukee, and that finishes off a double shot from them. We started the Max Inc. Heavy Hour off with their latest, The Letter, and I'm getting a little word that Amberstein is going to be putting out some new material on the 23rd of December. We hope to have that before that date. Right now, another band that's coming out with some new music that we're going to have for you next week. Brand new music. But this is Bad Year, Handshakes. You're listening to me, Rocker, here on Max Inc. Radio. Max Inc. Heavy, this is the Civic Media Network.
We'll be right back. With your warhead, there'll be more dead. It's the day of reckoning. I can see it. I can feel it. It's the end of me inside your mind. With your warhead, there'll be more dead. With that warhead, there'll be more.
Problem with MaxSync Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to The Onion. MaxSync Radio. Radio for the people.
Yeah. Yeah, that is Iron Plow, and before that, Level the Earth. I am Rocker. You are listening to Max Inc. Heavy. Just a moment. We're gonna have Lo-Fi Killers. They're gonna be in here with some new music, talking about their new album and various other things. And they brought along a friend of theirs, and we just happen to have some of his music. Brian Moll from Subatomic stopped in the studio as well, so I can't help but play some Subatomic. This is Pull Me Under on Max Inc. Heavy.
Yet.
You are in the middle of a double shot.
Double shot
on Max Inc. Radio.
Yeah.
a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Hi, it's Don Brown, host of This Week in Waukesha, inviting you to catch our coverage of this year's 2022 Waukesha Christmas Parade, Sunday, December 4th. The coverage starts at 3, the parade starts at 4. We'll be live in front of the Walk Radio Studios talking to the marchers, the participants, the fans, and all the people that make this parade in this community a very special place. Waukesha Christmas Parade, covered here on Walk Radio 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
The Devil's Advocates.
Now, we've had Ted Cruz more than once.
Yes, he has very slippery hands.
And once in Ishiwaka, Indiana.
He was so desperate. He literally walked into this diner with families eating and shook every single person's hand, whether they wanted him to or not. And some of the kids were like, "What, Bobby?"
He was invading lots of bubbles.
"Bobby, make the greasy man go away. I can smell the desperation, Mommy."
We have to really understand how critically important a time this is. Time for talk is over. The time for action is now. Because my voice has always been and will continue to be for people who don't have a voice.
Tune in to the Earl Ingram Show every Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Only on WAUK 540 AM, 101.1 FM, The Shaw.
Stories come to life at your local parks and forests. They're places of wonder, and they're closer than you think. Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
That dog does not want to be petted.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. Take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
Lows dip down to about 25 overnight under mainly clear skies. Winds out of the northwest around 5 miles an hour. A blend of clouds and sun tomorrow. Highs level off around 41. Lows around 34 tomorrow night. Overcast. Highs around 51 Tuesday, with a chance for scattered showers. Chance of snow 30 on Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 28 degrees.
Darkseid calls to you, Bastila. You hunger to taste it. Become my apprentice, and all its power can be yours.
You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Until She's Gone. That's the lo-fi, Killers, and that's from their new album, Sleep On It. They're a rock duo from Madison, and right now in the studio with me is Caleb and Jack from Lo-Fi Killers. I'm wishing I could speak. Guys, welcome to Max Inc. Heavy. All right, guys. Thanks for coming down to the studio tonight. Tell us a little bit about the Lo-Fi Killers for those of our listeners who have never heard of you guys before.
Yeah, so we've been playing about...
What? Wait, hold on. Why aren't you coming in my microphone here? Can you talk into that mic one more time?
Hello, rocker. Test
up. switch. Somehow this microphone is not coming in here.
Oh, okay. Come on over here.
Hello.
Is this working
now? Oh, that is working so much better. I'm not sure why that microphone is malfunctioning, but we'll fix it later. You are Caleb, correct?
Correct.
All right, Caleb. Tell us a little bit about the Lo-Fi Killers.
Yeah, so we've been playing about 2.5 years now. We started back in fall of 2019 when we were both in high school, and we met really playing in our school's pep band, and we just started trying to get bands going with like other people in school and whatnot, and nothing was really working out, so we just decided, hey, like, let's just try it, the two of us. And at the time we had been listening to bands like the White Stripes, Royal Blood, and so we kind of saw that, you know, you can do this whole band thing, which is two people. So from there we just started jamming, the two of us, and my pedal board started getting bigger, the amps started adding up, and
I noticed your amp is huge.
Oh yeah, the bigger the better.
Yeah, you know, I saw that you guys are a very kind of classic vintage equipment, and just two guys, it's making definitely all the wide sound you need to. And hey,
oh yeah,
you know, it's easier to split the take at the end of the night, correct?
That is true. Yes.
Two players. So tell us a little bit about your new album. It just came out not too long ago, and it's called Sleep On It. Tell us about your new album.
Yeah, so it's a 4-song EP that I think sort of embodies where we're at right now as a band, which is still trying to really figure out that specific sound that we're looking for, because each song is definitely very unique. You'll hear a little bit of like Alice in Chains influences, Nirvana, as far back as like Black Sabbath and Led Zeppelin. Get a little bit of everything on these 4 songs, and we wrote them over the course of about the past year, and we recorded them back in the summer
at Blast House Studios. Is that where you guys recorded?
Yes, sir.
That is a great local studio here in Madison. Now let's give the drummer some tell us about yourself, Jack. You must be a John Bonham disciple, because I saw your drum set.
Yeah,
total classic. Yes. Vista Light Ludwig.
Yeah.
Tell us about yourself.
Yeah, you really hit it on the head. Bonham is a huge, huge influence in my playing. Dave Grohl too, really. I mean, like Caleb said, Bill Ward, Black Sabbath, that was a lot of early on. I heard a lot of that from my dad, and a lot of metal early on and punk, and now I've matured to more funk influences I've been delving into. So, but yeah, I mean,
now you just you mentioned your dad, and you yeah. guys are young guys. You're not too long out of high school, is that
right? In I'm 18 and graduated last year, so
perfect. Well, you know, so like, what role did your parents play in, you know, you guys now been together for a few years, so I'm imagining maybe supportive parents. Are your parents musicians?
My parents are not. My dad delved a little bit in his younger days as a singer, but
yeah.
Other than that, no, not really.
But he's a metalhead.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, I always know, you know, behind a good young band, there's always some parents supporting it, and that's just, it's always a huge thing. I love to see it. Now, Caleb, over there on guitar, I noticed you're playing some vintage stuff, too.
Oh, yeah. Well, speaking of parents influencing us, my first guitar that I played in our first gigs was my dad's old guitar.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. It's actually really funny, because it started in Jack's family. So when Jack's family sold it to my dad, then my dad handed it down to me, and now I've been playing it. So, yeah, old Ibanez Les Paul copy. You can't find that, really, anywhere right now. It's pretty cool.
Wow, that is a good story. Now, you guys have a show coming up in February. So after the turn of the year, it's going to be in Appleton. The Misfits, and that's at Misfits. That's in Appleton with Broken Arrow and Flying Fuzz. Tell us a little bit about that show that's coming up.
Yeah, we're pretty excited. This is one of the first shows that we've really like just sort of built from the ground up, because I just was reaching out to all sorts of places and really trying to branch out, trying to play more north than just the Madison area. And Misfits looked like a great fit for us. And so I emailed them. They were like, "Yeah, like we'll have you guys play. You just got to finish the bill." So I messaged around and found Broken Arrow and Flying Fuzz, and they're two really exciting bands too. And I think that it's going to be a really great night of rock music. You'll hear a little bit each. You know, each band is pretty unique, but it'll be really exciting.
Well, I have a little Flying Fuzz that I'm going to bring up in just a few minutes in our playlist. We actually had Flying Fuzz was in interviewing just two or three weeks ago, maybe. I can't remember. They flow together. Well, hey, guys, thanks a ton for coming into the studio and talking to us about your new album. This is the band Lo-Fi Killers. We had Caleb and Jack. Thanks a lot for coming down tonight. We really appreciate it. Before you go, though, tell us about this next song. It's called Chained.
Correct. Yeah, so I wrote the lyrics about a year ago and the guitar riff about the same time. And I really wanted to work on this idea of like having that really low C note ring out, but then also playing like higher chords. And so that's how this riff came out. And then we just kind of jammed it for a while and found it. And yeah, now it is what it is now. It took a couple months to really to mold into what it is.
Now, where can we find you guys online? I saw you had a link tree.
Oh, yeah. We're on Facebook and Instagram, Lo-Fi Killers, and wherever you stream music, you can find our stuff.
And that's spelled L-O-F-I Killers. That's correct?
Correct.
All right. Let's hear Lo-Fi Killers. This is brand new from their new album, Sleep On It. This is Chained. You're listening to Max Inc. Heavy.
Thank you.
Lance Carbellion. We'll be right back.
Who doesn't love laser tag? iCombat gives you that and so much more. It's a real-life video game experience. iCombat's perfect for birthday parties, special events, corporate team building, or just blasting away at your friends. iCombat at 1023 Spring City Drive off Sunset. For more info, go to iCombatWaukesha.com. iCombat is a proud sponsor of the Blackshirt Football radio broadcast. Gear up, squad up, prepare for iCombat laser tag.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.